Welcome to another episode of Glancing at the Stars. While it certainly is healthy to maintain a positive outlook and to see life as a never-ending series of opportunities, some realities are more difficult to redirect than others. For those who are experiencing financial distress, worry is a natural response. Life can seem less appealing. The way the financial or money system is structured engenders dependence on a job or jobs to simply get by in this world. Lack of employment can be disastrous, as it can affect all aspects of one's life. I see the financial system, which most of us blindly accept without reflection, as a universal form of slavery for almost all who participate in it. The present economic crisis that is worldwide in its effects began to show in 2007 and became widely recognized in 2008. From an astrological point of view, the slower-moving planets reflect long-term trends. Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, as well as the use and abuse of power, entered Capricorn in January 2008 for the first time since 1762. The American Revolutionary War occurred while Pluto was still in Capricorn, ending in 1776. The seeds for the French Revolution were sown shortly thereafter. Capricorn represents structure and form, while on a global level it can signify government as well as any institution dedicated to exercising control and dominion over groups of people. So if history is any guide, the planet of death and rebirth, Pluto, may herald another series of radical changes to the power structure that dominates the world. In this era, it would appear that the power structure equates more with those in financial control rather than governments, although they likely will be affected as well. Since we are at the beginning of Pluto's transit through Capricorn, it lasts until 2023, we are witnessing the first signs of what Pluto may bring, which likely includes a worldwide and fundamental restructuring. It is quite apparent to some of us that the economic system not only is malfunctioning, but also the means utilized to maintain the system has failed and will likely continue to fail. Actually, this is a positive rather than a negative, since it affords the opportunity to implement a system that promotes individual freedom rather than mass servitude. Pluto's effects are like that. It can symbolize intense losses that create room for new growth that is more in harmony with individual or group needs. The rebirth of the coming years may be painful if those in power resist the inevitable and relentless movement towards ending another chapter in human history of enslavement. That perspective can help provide us with optimism about the future while we deal with the realities of the present.